around 1:30 in the morning on Tuesday. The woman who faked her own kidnapping back in 2016 is back in hot water after not paying any of the more than $340,000 she owes in restitution and penalties. Sherry Papini was sentenced to 18 months in jail for lying about saying she was taken by two Hispanic women and held hostage when she was actually at a former boyfriend's home in Southern California. Today is sandwich chain Jersey Mike's Day of Giving, when the company donates all of its sales to local charities. That number is expected to hit $21 million today. In our area, charities receiving funds include Canine Companions, the Special Olympics in Northern California, and Providence Queen of the Valley Medical Center. There are several locations in Sonoma County if you want to participate. Two in Santa Rosa, one each in Cotati and Petaluma, and a sub shop over in Napa. The city of San Francisco has officially canceled its 420 cannabis celebration at Hippie Hill in Golden Gate Park. Organizers said that cuts in the city's budget made staffing difficult, while the climate of the cannabis industry made it difficult to secure sponsors this year. Last year, 20,000 people packed into Robin Williams Meadow on April 20th. 7:32 at KZST. We need another update on Sonoma County traffic, and for that, we'll say good morning once again to CHP Officer Jeremy Porter. Hello there, Jeremy. How are the roadways?
Good morning, Brent. We have slow-moving traffic on the transition ramps from Highway 12 to US 101, and traffic is still moving a little slow on southbound 101 heading into Marin County. We are clear of any crashes and major incidents, though, so let's keep that up. Everybody buckle up and drive safe. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Jeremy Porter from KZST.
Honey, we need to make reservations for Buckley for spring break and Easter. He loves going to daycare at Paradise Pet Resorts. Let's see if they have room for boarding.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier to leave him, knowing they'll take care of him like he's their own.
Paradise Pet Resorts will take great care of your furry family member. You get to go away, and your pet gets a vacation. See for yourself on the webcams. Just download the app and look at all those wagging tails.
Dogs are pack animals who don't do well left alone all day. They need plenty of mental and physical exercise, as well as lots of opportunities to play, sniff, explore, and socialize. Doggy daycare is a practical solution for keeping your dog stimulated, as opposed to chewing, digging, and barking when you're not home.
Pets prefer Paradise. Pet tested, pet approved. Book now for boarding and daycare. Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park in Santa Rosa. ParadisePetResorts.com.
At Empire College of Law, our students aim to positively impact their communities after graduation.
Having been a law student, I'm really loving getting to come back and be a teacher at the law school because I really look forward to helping law school students as they navigate this very unique and vulnerable time in their life and how I can help better prepare students as they deal with the rest of their law school experience, the bar exam, and then their eventual career.
Visit EmpireCollegeOfLaw.org.
Download the free Upside app and earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. In sports, NFL owners have approved a new rule that will make the kickoff an exciting play once again. Now, any ball caught in the field of play must be returned. No more fair catches. The Warriors beat the Miami Heat 113-92 last night. They'll play Orlando later on today. End your forecast. Checking the radar, it's not out of the realm of possibilities. We could begin to get a few light sprinkles, but the bulk of the rain will arrive later on this morning into the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with that light rain heaviest late in the day. Highs today in the upper 50s. Tonight, do expect showers with mid-40s. Tomorrow, just a chance of a scattered morning shower. Then mainly cloudy with upper 50s. However, rain will be back on Friday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is Manatee Appreciation Day, a day devoted to raising awareness about these quirky and massive creatures that live under the water. Affectionately known as the sea cow, manatees are unique and loved, but unfortunately, they're also on the list of threatened species. Manatee Appreciation Day got its start more than 40 years ago in 1981, when the day was established by the Save the Manatee Club in collaboration with Jimmy Buffett and former U.S. Senator Bob Graham. Sonoma County. You are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want. Moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
KZST. Weather-wise, cloudy and rain on the way today. We'll see temperatures in the upper 50s around wine country. On the way, our hot topic of the morning.
John Ash and Company at Vintners Resort. Legendary names in Sonoma County and far beyond. Make your reservation now for Easter brunch at John Ash. Rustic elegance featuring vineyard views and farm fresh fare. Two Easter egg hunts. One for the littlest at 11 and another for the older kids at 1. The Women in Wine Dinner featuring iconic wines from female winemakers is this Thursday at 6 o'clock. Let's raise our glass in honor of Women's History Month with an unforgettable four-course wine pairing dinner. And remember, Wine Wednesdays. No corkage on Wednesdays for guests enjoying dinner at John Ash with a reservation. John Ash and Company, an original farm-to-table dining experience. Sonoma County's most iconic happy hour is thriving at John Ash's front room bar. Stop by for a cocktail and relax with light bites any day between 3 and 5 o'clock. Visit John Ash & Company online at VintnersResort.com to reserve your indoor or patio table now.
This week at Raley's in Knob Hill, make Easter even easier by clipping your digital offer to get a Hormel Cure 81 Spiral Sliced Ham for just $1.97 a pound, limit 2. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app.
There's a 180-square-foot shack on sale in Palo Alto for $2 million.
How'd you know that?
I heard it on the radio.
In a national survey of outside-the-home usage, the internet was used 42%, mobile phones 56%, and radio used 75%.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio for our Hot Topic. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, getting closer to that weekend, which it's going to be wet now for Easter, so we'll have to see.
Wet-ish.
Okay, we'll take that.
Worse on Wednesday. That'll be the wettest.
That's today. So today's the worst day?
Oh, excuse me, Friday.
Friday.
Friday, Saturday. I think it'll be okay for Easter egg hunts.
Okay,
the ground
good.
Will be damp, that's for sure. So.
I mean, the kids won't care.
No.
But it just may be a little soggy.
Plastic eggs, that works better.
Oh, yeah. So our hot topic this morning is greatest one-liners about life. If you would like to join the conversation, you have a comment, call us here in the studio, 707-284-1000. Hot topic of the morning, life's greatest one-liners. Okay, I'm going to start this off, Brent.
Okay.
A clean house is a sign of a misspent life. Now, in my case, Debbie don't clean well or Debbie don't clean at all. So, yeah, I'll agree with that one. How about any room is a panic room if you've lost your phone in it? God have mercy.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
I mean, people literally freak out when they lose their phone, misplace their phone. I mean, you do have a panic attack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you? I do.
Yeah.
I mean,
because usually when you notice you've lost your phone is when you need it the most.
And you, I mean, everything's in the phone these days. Oh, it's frightening. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
How about this? How is it that one careless match can start a forest fire, but it takes a whole box to start a campfire? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's me. I don't camp anyway. We live in a society. Oh, this is a good one. We live in a society where pizza gets to your house faster than the police.
Yep, that is
pretty,
sadly probably true.
We like our pepperoni pizza. And then how about this? Behind every angry woman is a man who has absolutely no idea what he did wrong. Friend, is that in your case? Yeah,
I would imagine so. Absolutely. All right. So if you're just tuning in, our hot topic of the morning is greatest one-liners about life. Now, these are not Rodney Dangerfield one-liners. These are actual one-liners that people have come up with for everyday living. So I like this one. The shin bone is a device for finding furniture in a dark room.
Absolutely. Oh, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Ouch.
Why is it that most nudists are people you would never want to see naked?
That's so true. Why is that?
I don't know.
That is a life-pondering question.
I don't go to nude beaches, but I understand that that is, like you said, absolutely true.
I mean, I've been to nude beaches. I personally wasn't nude, but I've seen them, and it is absolutely the case. Why do people do that when they... I just don't get it.
Like big men wearing Speedos. No, just don't go there.
Yep. Just don't do it.
How is it that I always seem to buy the plants without the will to live? That is so true.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a fact.
It's a magic skill to be able to pick up that one that it just said, I don't want to be here.
Well, cactus. You can't kill cactus, right?
Oh, there's a way.
Oh, there is a way.
Oh,
okay.
There's a way.
I always get cactus from people if they're going to buy me something because it's sturdy. It doesn't die quickly.
There's one variety I found that is really, really good. Plasticus planticus.
That's everywhere in my house. I've discovered that one.
They look great. Oh, as soon as you're doing what you wanted to be doing, you want to be doing something else.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
Yep.
Especially when it involves folding laundry or something like that. And artificial intelligence has no match for natural stupidity.
Oh, yes.
So true.
There you go. Okay, Brent, I have one more. I have one more I want to add to life's greatest one-liners. Women will never be equal to men until they can walk down the street with a bald head and a beer gut and still think they're sexy.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave. Too sexy for
my love, love's going to leave me. And I'm too sexy for this song.
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's check traffic on this Wednesday morning with CHP Officer Jeremy Porter in our Rona Park studio. Good morning, how's traffic?
Good morning, Debbie. There's a slight slowdown on southbound 101 in the area of San Antonio Road, and traffic is very heavy in the area of Highway 12 at US 101. The rest of the county is looking good for your morning drive. Everyone, please drive safe and keep those eyes on the road and off your cell phones. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams. Seeking inspiration, I stopped by Cocos Deco Home to see what's new. I was looking at lighting and couldn't decide between a half dozen different pendants for the kitchen island. So I asked Leo, a designer at Cocos Deco Home, what he thought. Over time, he's learned my style and always helps me get a look I love. A hot trend for spring is wallpaper, and Farrow & Ball has a ton of great choices. Leo will help you sort through everything and find paint to match. Design like a pro with a pro from Cocos Deco. By the way, I ended up going with an absolutely gorgeous chandelier for the entryway. I know, right? The kitchen can wait. I'm never in there anyway. Cocos Deco Home. Sofas, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Visit Cocos Deco Home. Shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cocasdiko.com.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free ITIN tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
Do you think simply sitting and talking to a customer would be considered a good deed for free? This is Austin from Moore Home Services, and I think it does. Our technician, Jeff, showed up to a service call for a retired veteran who lives in the country with his wife. While Jeff was working on his system, the two struck up a conversation that spanned every subject, from family to animals to world religions to the customer's military service. Jeff was thrilled to learn from the wisdom and the knowledge of the inspiring older gentleman. He later said that he felt like he knew his customer for 20 years, not 2 hours, and he was grateful for the experience. Imagine that, making a friend out of a customer. In this case, it was a mutual good deed for free. Two people connecting and enriching each other's lives. If you need plumbing, heating, or AC services, check us out at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
KZST.
Your dream high in the quiet of the night, you know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price, you know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window, I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes, what doesn't kill me makes me want you more. Just screw it up in these trying times, we're not trying. So cut the headlights, summer's a knife. I'm always waiting for you just to cut to the bone. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. And if I bleed, you'll be the last to know. Oh, it's blue, shaping.
Sonoma County's KZST. Debbie Abrams, it is 7:55, 50 degrees, overcast skies, rain on the way. And Sonoma County lottery players, this is for you, the Mega Millions lottery jackpot. Yes, it will be much lower now that some lucky person in New Jersey last night won that $1.1 billion. The odds, 1 in 302 million. It looks like for Friday night's drawing, that jackpot will be an estimated $20 million. I mean, yes, it's decreased immensely, but I'd still take it. The Powerball drawing is tonight. That total, $865 million.
So lately, been wondering who will be there to take my place. When I'm gone, you'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, then between the sand and stone, could you make it? Of your days, if a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, then I hope there's someone out there who can bring me back to you. If I could, then I would. I'll go wherever you go. How my life and love might still go on in your heart, in your mind. I'll stay with you.
Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, March 27th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:59. I'm Brent Allen. We've got lots of cloud cover out there. Rain is not far off. In fact, we might get a few light sprinkles in the not-too-distant future. Currently, we're sitting at 50 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Sonoma County Sheriff's Deputy Nick Delia was released from the hospital yesterday, 22 days after suffering critical injuries responding to a deputy-involved shooting on March 4th. He suffered a traumatic brain injury along with severe burns to his back. He faces a long road to recovery. He was given a warm send-off surrounded by dozens of sheriff's deputies and supporters as he was transported to a rehabilitation facility. With the election results now official, Napa has become only the second county in California to have an all-female board of supervisors. Los Angeles County has the only other all-women board. Incumbent Belia Ramos Amber Manfrey and Liz Alessio will round out the board.
I'm proud to introduce to all of you the next Vice President of the United States of America, Nicole Shanahan. Thank you all very much.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has picked 38-year-old Nicole Shanahan, a California lawyer and philanthropist who's never held office, to be his running mate in his independent bid for president in an announcement from her hometown of Oakland yesterday. Shanahan was married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin from 2018 to 2023. They do have a young daughter together. Berkeley has agreed to repeal its controversial ban on natural gas appliances in new buildings. In a settlement agreement with the California Restaurant Association, the city agreed to immediately stop enforcement of the ban as it takes steps to repeal it. Berkeley was the first city in the country to pass such an ordinance, leading to dozens of similar measures in cities across California. The CRA argued that the ban violated federal energy law. In April of last year, judges on the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed, ruling against the ban. Mother Nature finally got her act together and blanketed Tahoe ski resorts with snow at the